This is Mission Control at 57 minutes, 15 seconds. Not much conversation with the crew on this pass over the Carnarvon tracking station. Jack Swigert reported that the platform had been aligned as called for in the flight plan. There's not a great deal of activity scheduled in the flight plan at this time. Flight Director Milton Wendler has checked the status with his flight controllers, and Capcom Joe Kerwin will be passing that up to the crew shortly.
Apollo 13 Houston, LOS Carnarvon in about 30 seconds. Honeysuckle on the hour, and verify your S-band is up for Honeysuckle. Over.
That's verified.
Roger.
And Houston, we're beginning to see a beautiful sunrise here.
Roger that, Jim.
We've had loss of signal now with the spacecraft through Carnarvon. Apollo 13 will be coming within range of the tracking antennas at the Honeysuckle Creek, Australia station in less than a minute. We'll stand by for reacquiring. And at 1 hour, 10 minutes into the flight of Apollo 13, we should be reacquiring radio contact with the spacecraft through Honeysuckle Creek momentarily. Recapping briefly the situation during the launch, we had a normal first stage burn. The second stage ignition was normal, up through 5 minutes and 30 seconds, at which time the inboard engine, engine number 5, shut down early. The center engine had been scheduled to shut down at about 7 minutes and 44 seconds ground elapsed time. The cutoff on the second stage was at about 9 minutes 48 seconds, about 30 seconds early. And the total excess burn time on the third stage was about 10 seconds. Capcom Joe Kerwin has just put in a call to the crew. We've had acquisition of signal. We'll stand by for conversation with the spacecraft.
13 Houston through Honeysuckle.
Roger, Houston, 13 here, breathing loud and clear.
Okay, S-band sounds good, Jim.